Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I'm sitting here right now thinking about this year, 2005. What will the Congress and President Bush be able to get done? I get a little bit concerned that the President's ambitious agenda may overshadow the many smaller problems that need to be dealt with. The war, Iraq, and to a lesser extent Afghanistan, are a huge drain of energy and resources. But we don't have any choice, I know that. We have to see the process through to the end. Social Security reform is where President Bush has been spending the lion's share of his time, flying from state to state, building support and understanding, and I think he's right. I like the idea of personal savings accounts. And on top of all that, the 1,000-pound gorilla is a deficit that ties our hands whenever we reach to do anything. And at the same time, there are other problems that need our attention. We want the Congress to either do away with the death tax or raise the exemption to a level that would protect family businesses. A raise to $10 or $20 million would not be unreasonable. The mandatory country of origin labeling law needs to be made voluntary. The Farm Bureau now supports a voluntary approach for meats. Why not produce? I don't know. We have a huge backlog of serious trade disputes. By imposing a tax on corn sweetener, Mexico has slammed the door on our sweetener. And Japan still will not accept our beef, and we don't accept Canadian beef either, although we say it'll be open to animals under 30 months soon. Now, how can we expect the Japanese to open their doors while we keep our doors closed to Canada? And on top of all this, we still don't have a U.S. trade ambassador to replace Robert Zoellick. Senator Grassley is backing Alan Johnson, our chief ag negotiator, and I do too. Alan Johnson knows the ag issues, and he can hit the ground running. We're in for a busy year, a lot to do. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.